Chapter 38. Time found, their owners went away, after a vast deal of shaking of hands, and many remarks how they had never spent such a delightful evening, and how they marveled to find it so late, expecting to have heard that it was 10:30 at the very latest, and how they wished that Mr. and Mrs. Kenwicks had a wedding day once a week, and how they wondered by what hidden agency Mrs. Kenwicks could possibly have managed so well. And a great deal more of the same kind. To all of which flattering expressions, Mr. and Mrs. Kenwicks replied, by thanking every lady and gentleman, seriatim, for the favor of their company, and hoping they might have enjoyed themselves only half as well as they said they had. As to Nicholas, quite unconscious of the impression he had produced, he had long since fallen asleep, leaving Mr. Newman Noggs and Smike to empty the spirit bottle between them, and this office they performed with such extreme goodwill, that Newman was equally at a loss to determine whether he himself was quite sober, and whether he had ever seen any gentleman so heavily, drowsily, and completely intoxicated as his new acquaintance. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.